Okay, here we go. Welcome everybody to MK Journals. That's what I'm going to call this podcast. The reason I called MK is that, you guessed it. Might have something to do with my name. There you go. That's a first, thinking outside the box there, wasn't I? Yeah. Basically, I'm going to be talking about a lot of different things. Just talking about work, life in general. You know, whatever comes up. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be one of those people who talks about a specific topic all the time. You know, then it might get boring. So I'm just going to do whatever comes up, whatever's happening in my life. You know what I mean? Talk about it. I did a recording before, you know. I got cursing and stuff. And I said, you know, once in a while, if I I don't want to drop the F-bomb, obviously. I try not. I don't want to do that. You know, I want to make this actually. I want to make this kind of family-friendly so, you know, anybody can listen to it, even kids. To a certain point, I guess, unless it gets, you know, whatever I'm talking about, you know, maybe out of their realm. But, you know, I'm just going to talk about how things are going. I'm a busy person, parent with kids, go to school, work full-time, school full-time. You know, I'm just going to talk about, because, I mean, that alone, I mean, if you're... Everybody out there that's ever been that's married knows what life can be like. I mean, you know it. I mean, you know, sometimes you just want to, you know, your spouse is just driving you up the freaking wall. Or your kids have got, you know, you've got just a headache from the kids. You know, everybody's been there, both spouses, you know how it is. What I see sometimes happening is when you leave work, okay, you leave work, you go home, you know, and it's like, it's tough to shift, it really is, and I've talked to you about this, tough to shift from a work mode into home mode, and a lot of times, if you go home, sometimes the spouse might think, you should be able to just, bam, boom, you're ready to go home, ready to, you know, do things. It's like, it's hard to do that, it's hard to make that shift from, you know, work mode to home mode, it really is, and especially if, you know, like me, go to school full time. Yeah, you go from work to school to home, and it's like, bam! Like, Jesus. It's trying to make that shift is hard. Trying to focus on stuff at home when you got, you know, everything going on from work in your mind still. Not only work, you got, you know, stuff from, yeah, okay, thank you. I love traffic. I'm telling you, some people are so freaking rude. But, you know, you got stuff from work going on in your mind, you know, and then something like me, I've got to think about school. I've got to think about homework. So it's just crazy. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just deal with it, do the best you can with it. I mean, I'll be done with school in a little while, so it's not like I'm going to be, you know, not like I'm just starting. You know, I don't have real long time until school's done with. So, you know, I mean, it's once I get done with it, it'll be great. I can move on with life and enjoy it, you know. School is not easy. It really isn't. School can be a tough thing, you know. Full time school can be a tough thing, especially if anybody knows has kids knows that's like when you got stuff going on either at work or whatever, and then on top of that you got to deal with everything at home, and it's not easy. It really isn't. You know. So I'm just talking in general about that. So let's get on to the business here. Let's talk about the day. Now, I'm going to talk about what I exactly do. I mean, personally, what do I do for a job? My job is just what it is, a job, to hold me over till something better comes along. I look at my job, I consider what everybody says, it's a J-O-B. I don't call it my career. I'm not going to call it that because it sure as hell isn't. It's a J-O-B. It's to pay the bills, get through life right now. That's it. It's one of those things that when I leave work, I want to leave it behind. And people know what I'm talking about. People know. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. When it's different. When you consider a job your career or a job as a job, a J-O-B. And there's a big difference there. And people that maybe go to school or anyone that works knows what I'm talking about. Tough to say about work. You know, I do a job that a lot of people do, and especially in this country. I'm not going to say where I work. Obviously, I don't want to do that. And but I do customer service, okay? Which any of you have ever done customer service know it is probably one of the hardest jobs out there, okay? It really is. It's a hard job that you don't get thanked for. You get crapped on by not only the customer, you get crapped on by your company half the time you work with because you're the low man on the pole. So it's just, it's one of those things. Customer service is not easy, you know, and that, and whether it's retail, over the phone, doesn't matter. Customer service is a bear no matter where you're at. Seriously, you know that. I mean, come on. Face it, I mean, I do customer service over the phone, okay? And here's the difference there, as anyone knows. What's the biggest thing about customer service? How about I take out the glands and talk a little bit there? Customer service over the phone is, plain simple fact is, people aren't afraid to say anything to you. Since they don't be in your face, if they're in your face, it'd be a different story. But since they're not in your face, they're not afraid to call you every name in the book. You know what I mean? And they don't care if they call you a, you know, curse word here, curse word there. They don't care because they figure, since they have your service or whatever, that it, for some reason they think it gives them right to treat you that way. And, you know, any customer service out there knows what I'm talking about. Now, and half these times, these people that are yelling at you, you know, they don't have any gall to do any of this. They were to your face, they'd be stuttering, they'd be like, they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of funny. It's how people are different in person than on the phone. Now, some of the scariest people I have to say you run into are the people that have the gall to not only scream at you in person, imagine those people on the phone. Sheesh, they're probably 10 times worse on the phone. You know, you run into those people. You know, you're out of a retail store, okay? And, you know, I'm not obviously don't want to read any name in retail stores because I don't want to get in trouble, but you're at a retail store and you see the moron at the counter and, you know, and you look at them and you're thinking, oh, you almost think they want attention. They want the attention. They're doing it to get the attention, you know, and it's almost, you think they're purposely doing that. They're, you know, so they're the idiot that's going to get up there and scream at the person behind the counter. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, where's that going to get you? All you're going to do is piss off the person behind the counter, frustrate the person behind the counter, you know, tick them off. Then if you do get a manager, which, you know, most of the time, you know you're not going to get the manager most of the time. Let's face it, unless you're talking about a smaller retail store, if you're talking about any of these big mother stores, and you know some of the companies I'm talking about, managers half the time either aren't there, they're up in the office. They, you know, they don't deal with the customers. Let's face it. They deal with the issues, bigger overall issues with the store and the employees. They don't deal with the individual customer. Why do they got, that's why they got customer service managers on the floor. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy. It really is. And it's like these people want the attention, so they start screaming at them, you know, and saying, oh, you better, you know. It's like these people, like, take for example, it is common knowledge when you go to a freaking retail store, and you all, everybody knows this, common freaking knowledge, okay, you need a receipt. You're not going to get money or cash back or credit on your card without a freaking receipt. That has been known for how freaking long. It's common knowledge. It kills me the amount of people that still think they should get cash back or get credit on their card back without a freaking receipt. Shut your mouth. You don't have it. Take a store credit. You know? And what, how many, and here's another thing. How many people out there have taken stuff back to stores, okay? You've taken stuff back to stores, and you don't even know if you got it there. You just figure, hey, they probably carry something like it. I can't remember where I bought it. It's got the tag on it. You take it back. You know they probably carry something like it because you know as well as I do. The big retailers buy from the same freaking people half the time, you know? So you just figure, oh, even if it wasn't here, oh, well, they probably carry. You take it back. You don't have a receipt, of course. You know what? You know, if you had the receipt, you'd take it back to the right place, hopefully. And you need a store credit, which you don't even know if you bought it there. So, and you know, and some of you people out there know who I'm talking about. Okay. So you know, so I mean, going back to customer service, that's the way it is. You know, it's not easy work. You're the front line for our companies. You have to, and these, it kills me that the companies that treat you terrible, okay, all right, you're the front line to customers, but you're the one that has the least amount of information. And that blows my mind. You think that being customer service, being front line to customers, you should have probably the most information than the other people in the company. But half the freaking time, okay, you're the one that doesn't have the information. What? There'll be times that the customer will know more sometimes than what you know. Because you get told last. Even though you're the front line for the customer, you get told last. And that kind of blows my mind, you know. So many companies just lack any type of decent communication system out there. I mean, it's just how it is. And that just makes, you know, here you are. If you're a good customer service rep, hopefully you can work your way around it, which a lot of times I can do that. I mean, I've been doing customer service for, you know, a number of years now. I'm not that old, but I still have been doing it for a number of years now, and it's just, it's the funniest thing about it is once you've done it, it's almost like the only other job you're qualified for is customer service. Unless you have a degree or something else, you know, like what I'm working towards now, it's almost like you get stuck doing it. The next job, what is it? Oh, well, you just got to start doing customer service. It could be a different format. It could be retail to phone. It could be phone to retail. It could be, you know, anything like that. If you've done customer service, halftime it almost seems like you get stuck doing another job where customer service is involved. It's like once you're in that grind, you get stuck in there. And it's a son of a gun to get out of, you know. Now, moving on from that. As everybody knows, man, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But, you know, you got to move on. Like I said, it's only a J-O-B. It's not a career. It's a J-O-B. Okay? That's it. You know what I mean? You got to let it roll. Move on. You know, if you let one person ruin your day, you don't want to take it home. And that's what happens. Now, for me personally, you know, I say, for example, the kind of day I had today. Here it is, Friday. You want to get out. I got school. You know, so not, you know, so for me, someone like me, I can't enjoy my weekend until school's over. You know what I mean? And so it's like, oh, you know, you hear people running like, oh, yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, I get out of here in a few hours. And I get to think, oh, yeah, I get out of here and go to school. And sit in school for a couple hours. And talk to professors that either halftime sometimes I can't understand, or that talk like I gotta go down, and they're talking, you know, 50 miles an hour, you can't understand what they're saying that way either, whether or not they speak your language, or they're talking over your head. You know, there are so few good teachers out there, as you all know, and especially professors for colleges, and it's like it's a profession that it's unreal to get them out of there. Once you're in there, it's unbelievable the policy just to get you out of there. You got to almost do something criminal to get fired from a freaking teaching position, it seems nowadays. You know, you can't just get fired because you do a shitty job, crappy job. You stay in there. It's like where I go to school, you know, it gets ridiculous. You know, I have teachers there that, there's this one guy, I'm not going to say his name, but I couldn't understand him half the time. You know, I took his class. I couldn't understand what he was saying half the time. You know, it's like, wait a minute. How am I going to learn if I don't understand what the guy's saying? You don't. You don't learn. Boom. Why is he teaching there? Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe because he's considered a minority in the minority group or something like that. I don't know. But he's got the job somehow. And what good is he to be? Here I am, student, which really, I'm the customer in this case of the university. I'm taking out mucho freaking loans, especially to this place, to afford it, okay? And knowing I'm going to have to pay those loans plus interest back on the stinking things. Then what do I get? I get a teacher I can't understand. To me, that just blows my mind. It blows my freaking mind. And I, you know, it's just tough to say, you know, but it's like, I can't do anything about it. You know, my school has evaluations, you know what I mean? And a certain week of the semester, you do an evaluation for the teacher you had. And I've had some teachers I love, and I wish I could have them for every class. Unfortunately, I can't. And there are teachers that, it's almost like, I know with these evaluations, it doesn't make a freaking difference. They stay there. I hear people complain about them before I get them, and unfortunately I get stuck with them because either when they offer it or they're the only stinking teacher that teaches it, and like you get stuck. Well, what are you gonna do? And you give an evaluation, which half the time they don't read, okay, and they don't. Let's face it, if the school actually read the evaluation and took them seriously, I think they'd be cleaning house. They'd be doing some house cleaning. You know what I mean? And they're not. So it's ridiculous. It's another battle you fight. It's bad enough you got to take out loans like a mother, and then you got to fight teachers, and then that's just crazy. It really is. I mean, it's one thing the public school system. Your taxes are paying. You're still paying it, unless you don't own a home. But school, you're taking actual direct loans out. It's a lot of money, that you're taking out that you have to pay back. At least and you get somebody you can't understand. It's crazy. It really is. And we all know school just keeps going up and up and up. It costs. I mean, it's not getting any cheaper. I mean, I have two kids myself, and I know I'm just imagining now. This is why I'm going to school. Hell, I gotta afford their schooling. You know what I mean? I gotta work. I gotta get a better job because I gotta save up for their schooling. Because I know that I'm gonna have to pay up the wazoo for their schooling. And that's crazy, These people that have to take out these second and third mortgages just to pay for school, and that is just not right. It really isn't. And what kills me the most, here's what kills me the most. All right, let me tell you something right here. What kills me the most that I'm the type of person, I get screwed, okay? I get messed over because I work for a living. I bust my hump. There's four of us, okay? Me, my wife, and then two. I bust my hump to work, as most of you out there probably do. You bust your hump, okay? You get mad. You see these people advancing in your company. They have less knowledge about stuff than you do. It ticks you off because here's a moron getting advanced half time because they're kissing butt to the right person, and you know that they probably don't do the job or only have it because of who they know or a friend or whatever. And that just ticks you off as it is. That's what makes the job a job and not a career. But what I'm saying is, it's tough. It's tough because you get stuck. You're working your butt off, and it seems like you're in that meeting. Okay, I'm in that meeting where I got to take out tons of loans to pay my school. Okay. And half the time, sometimes I can't even get loans, or the financial aid doesn't even cover my freaking cost. So at times I got to pay a monthly payment to the school, or I've got to cut down my credit hours, which makes it even longer for me to finish, which blows my mind. And then the same fact, you've got these other people that don't work, okay, that are living at a certain level, they don't work, and since they said they're sitting on their home. Then they don't work, so they're sitting home on their ass half the time. But they're sitting home on their butts half the time. They get school paid for. Then there's me, who's got the actual family support, got the house, and I get screwed over. I gotta take the loans out that I gotta pay back. This person's gonna sit home on their butt with their kids, get their bills paid, and get their schooling paid too. And when they're done, they go out, they get a better job, okay, making decent money, and they have no loans to pay back. Me, I get a better job, but now I got to spend how much of that money that I'm going to make moving forward to pay off the freaking loan that I took out. And it's crazy. And then the other end of the spectrum are the people that are over a certain income that still can take out loans, but because of how much they make and the credit rating they probably have, they get a great rate on them. Or they just pay off the loan as they go along because they can afford it. So it's the people in the middle, like myself, that really get messed over, really get screwed over here, But to be honest with you, but I'm not going to live anywhere else. I'm not going to move to any other country. I still think the United States is the best one out there, and I still, I mean, I'll go into other topics other days. I mean, trust me, I got my opinions. This is opinionated, like any other podcast. You know, you have your opinions. That's it. You know, people don't like it, don't listen. You know, I got my opinions on the government. I got my opinions on democracy, on the war, on schools, taxes, and all that junk. Of course, everybody does. And I'm going to share my views and, you know, see what people think. You know, they may agree, but they may not. You know, that's what it is. I always say this, and that's what I love about this country, is the fact that you can have those viewpoints. You know, you can voice those viewpoints and not worry about it. I mean, there are countries out there we all know about, you know, countries out there, if you will even voice your viewpoints, you could be in either deep trouble, jail, get hurt, you know, because they don't allow it. And that's one thing that makes our country beautiful. So that's my little tip on that. But, you know, with the whole school thing. So, you know, it's tough because, you know, I work full-time. I was going to school part-time for a little while there. Started out full-time, went part-time because of the cost. Couldn't afford the monthly payment. Had to cut down the hours, which now has just delayed me from graduating now a whole another year. Now I'm finally getting the financial aid. And, you know, now I get the financial aid, and I'm back to business, but now I've gotten delayed, so I can't win. But, you know, you just keep on trucking. You keep on moving along. You know, you just fight the battles you can fight. That's it. You fight it. You know, you fight the battles you can fight and keep going. But, you know, it's just kind of a funny thing about life. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about when it comes to school, let's go back to this whole customer service thing again, okay? And you go to a school, okay? Let's face it, you go to a university, a school, whatever, college. It kills me the fact that the schools, they don't give a squat about you. Okay. I know the one I go to, they don't care about me. You know, I'm just a freaking number to them. I really am. They don't care. And what kills me is that they're making tons of money off of me, you know, me and other students, and we're the customer, and it blows my mind. They don't care. And the thing about that, though, we do that to ourselves. We do that to ourselves because we let them do that. We as a customer are the only ones who can change things by not using the product. In this case, not going to that school. Now, for me, you know, you're saying, oh, put your whining and change schools. Well, you know, obviously, if I could do that, hell, I would. There's no doubt about that. I would definitely change schools if I could. But it comes down to the point of the school I go to is a specialized school, and there's really no other college around the area that really offers the exact classes they offer. So, I mean, I get screwed. You know, everybody say, oh, play the violin for the guy, you know, want some cheese with your wine? Yeah, I know. American, please. But cheddar's good too, though. But still, you know what I mean? It's just how you handle it. Enough of that now. Let's go on, shall we? See, here I am, driving to school. I love watching people on the road. That's got to be one of the funniest things to do, okay? Watching people. I've seen people, I've driven by people reading books while they're driving. I'm like, what? It's bad enough I'm talking on the phone or doing this recording. I mean, I'm recording this on my cell phone, which is really cool, actually. Trust me, we'll get into cell phones another time because I am a cell phone junkie. Anybody, a friend of mine will tell you the same thing. And I'm a cell phone junkie, but what kills me is, I wouldn't think about even trying to read a book while I'm driving. And I see people do it. I see people that have the book on their steering wheel, and they're reading while they're driving. And it's so funny. You ask any person out there, and they're going to always say to you, oh, yeah, these crazy drivers out there. Because everybody else considers everybody else a crazy driver. I don't care who you are. You're probably, some people out there are probably pretty crappy. But they're, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, the other drivers are crappy. Who knows? I mean, I can't say I drive the best, but I'm hell of a lot better than some people. But, of course, again, that's my opinion. I bet some other of my family members probably say to me, you drive like crap, dude. And I'd be like, oh, OK. okay, thanks a lot for your support there. But, I love watching. You look around, you see it. It's funny watching people drive. Like say, for example, this car in front of me, got so much crap in the back seat, I can't see out the back. Hello. I know you got side mirrors, but you know, everybody knows as well as I do, those side mirrors, half the time you can't see crap out of those things, and you really can't see what's going on inside you with those things. So, it's funny watching people drive. People, like me, I'm doing this recording. I'm a type of guy. I'm part Italian, and I'm all, you know, and let's face it, you know how Italians are when they're talking? Moving their hands. I've always got my hands going. That's just part of being Italian. Actually, I don't even know if it is. That's what I was told. There you go. See, there's one of those things. You assume it's true because you were told it by your parents or something. But I love watching people while they drive. I mean, I saw this one lady one time. Seriously, this is absolutely true. I saw her driving, chair head tilted over on the phone, okay? She had a cigarette in one hand and was drinking coffee. And I'm like, well, what the hell are you doing? And she literally would take breaks. Like, it's like, I saw her for a second. She's like, smoke real quick. Then grab that, the hand with her, you know, had this, kind of driving. Okay, this is what she's doing. Well, she took a smoke, driving with the hand that the coffee was in, okay? Then, when she wanted to smoke, Then, when she wanted to drink the coffee, held onto the steering wheel with the hand that the cigarette was in and took a drink of the coffee. Okay? And then vice versa. Kept on going back and forth. I used to watch this for a couple of times. It's just like, oh, I'm like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. This whole time where her head's tilted talking on the phone. I mean, my personal feeling on that is, get a freaking headset, you know? It's bad enough you're talking on the phone, which, I mean, I do it all the time, so I can't talk. But I do believe people, you know, scientists do say it is distracting, and I believe it is. I mean, I really do, but I still do it. I mean, you know, I'm a hypocrite in that way, but at least I have a headset, and I'm talking on the headset, and I'm not leaning over. I mean, that's pathetic. That's hard to do. So, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes with driving. I mean, it's funny watching people try to multitask while they're driving. It's freaking amusing. It really is. It's funny to watch because people just don't, it's like driving, you're driving a how many thousand pound vehicle, okay? This vehicle weighs a lot of pounds. This vehicle can do some major damage, all right? It hurt people. And it kills me about how people just look at it like it's just nothing. It's like, you know, it doesn't take any skill. I mean, I'm sorry, but it takes... not so much skill, but you gotta pay attention when you freaking drive, you know what I mean? And then and that makes me laugh about this one lady I work with, because she drives, and she won't do anything. She's one of those people, right? She's a little older, you know, I think she's in her 50s or whatever, and one of those people that, boom, boom, what, 10 and 2 right on the wheel, you know what I mean? One of those people, stiff as can be behind the wheel, 10 and 2, don't take their eyes off the road. Only to, like, glance at the corners when they're making a turn or change lanes. Like, phew, move the head real fast, you know. But their hands are at 10 to 2. They don't do anything else. I called her one time. I got her on the phone in the car. She picks it up. She's like, I'm really concentrating to drive right now. And she hangs up on me. And I'm like, okay. Well, nice talking to you. You know what I mean? And it's just, those people are amusing to watch, too, because they're just so stiff while they drive. And you think, oh, well, they won't, you know, some people, they're thinking themselves, oh, I'm not going to get in an accident because, you know, I pay attention. I got my hands on 10 and 2. And you know as well as I do, those people sometimes get in accidents because they're so stiff, they're just so concentrated that they just aren't aware of the area around them. You know what I mean? They're just so stiff and narrow about what's in front of them, you know, not really aware of the environment, you know, and it's like I said, I mean, most people drive like crap. I mean, especially where I live, in the state I live in, what's funny is the state I used to live in you had to get your car inspected every year before you could get it registered. Well, in the state I live in now, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have your car. All you do is sign a stupid waiver that says you're liable. And it kills me that they allow that. It really blows my mind they allow that. I personally, I got caught once. I got pulled over once. And, you know, this is the only one time it happened when I drove without insurance. And, man, that was freaking stupid. I mean, because you think about it, if I would have gotten an accident, boy, I would have been liable. I had a friend of mine that happened to, drove without insurance, had an accident, bam, lost his license for like 5 to 6 years, okay? Got sued and had to pay a ton of money to this company. And you know, I mean, insurance companies, you know, everybody knows about insurance companies. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, okay? You get an accident, even though it's not your freaking fault, if you got to claim it through your insurance company, they screw you. They raise your rates, even though it's not your freaking fault. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, where even if it's not your fault, you still get your rates raised. So, but, you know, and I just, it killed me. But, I was going back to what I do, and I got pulled over, okay? I got pulled over. Me and my wife was there and the kids. Actually, I think it was just my son when he was younger. And it was funny. Well, I'm not saying funny. I mean, think about now. Yeah, probably a little bit of a, you know, I got a little giggle out of it now. Back then, you're crapping your pants. It was just one of those stupid little, and people know about this. There's those stupid little areas where it's a little township, okay? And it's a short stretch, which they've actually, the state I live in, they've actually dissolved those little ones. They've kind of grouped them in with the counties now, I think, or something like that. And it was about, a mile long, if that, okay? You know, they got, you know, they get most of their income from that stupid little place from tickets. And you got the, you know, they got like two cops covering this stupid little, you know, half mile stretch, and can pull anybody that goes 2 miles over speed limit. I go through, I had a temporary tag that expired, okay? And I know, I mean, I was just driving, you know, I was on the edge there, brother. I'm telling you, driving with an expired tag, and on top of that, I didn't have any insurance. So, of course, you can't tell that by the tag. He pulls me over about the tag, asks me for my license registration and proven insurance. I'm like, I don't have insurance. And, you know, here I am with an expired tag, no insurance. This guy could have slapped me hard. I mean, this guy could have slapped me into next week back then, seriously. It wasn't too long after I moved down here where I'm at now. And this guy could have slapped me into next week. It was funny. Well, it's funny now. He actually, what my wife did, she was real quick thinking, brought our child out. You know, he's only an infant. Brought him out. And it made us look like this poor, you know, little family that doesn't have a whole lot of money, which we didn't. We didn't have squat. But I'll tell you what, and he actually let me go with no ticket, no fine, no nothing. He actually said to me, he goes, well, it looks like you're having, you know, financial problems, so I'm gonna let you slide this time. But please get that taken care of. I went home that day. I made sure I had insurance, and it's never happened since. But it's almost like it's a situation like that where you got to be literally scared crapless, whether it's an accident or not, scared crapless before you'll actually fix the problem. And I had to do that. And so that was just one of those things. But talking about driving, like I said, I mean, you know, people drive crazy. And it kills me because they don't do those state inspections here where I live now. Cars are on the side. I don't know how many freaking times I'm driving on the highways here, interstates, highways, throughways, whatever the hell you want to call them. I mean, you know, everybody calls them something different. Driving down and it blows my mind how many cars are just sitting on the side of the road abandoned. And you know as well as I do, it's because their inspection. No inspection, so the car breaks down. If you get inspection, usually the inspection will point out something needs to be fixed or won't let you go, won't give you a pass inspect, and won't pass you in the inspection until you unless you get it fixed there, which sometimes you get kind of screwed because some of those places will say you almost if you wait the last day to do it, you get screwed because you gotta get it fixed there because there's no time nowhere else and no time else to get it done. So you kind of paying their prices, you know, you kind of get messed over there too, but. Yeah, it's just funny. It is. And I guess I can get a kick out of things sometimes, but I mean, I don't let my cars go to that point anymore. I mean, I used to, you know, not like I drive the best cars in the world, but I try not to. I get the oil change regularly. When I was younger, I didn't get, I had this car. I beat the hell out of it. You know, which most kids do when they're young. I never change the freaking oil. Once in a while, pour cord in, let it roll. Yeah, I did it. Of course, there was the one time I freaking did it. And, you know, everybody knows what happens when you put too much oil in the car. Starts puffing out that white smoke out the back. Has to burn it off. So, of course, I'm driving. I did that. Oh, there goes the white smoke. Too much oil, you know. And, oh, God. And that's embarrassing as hell, if you've ever done that. You know, I've done it. So I'm driving out this country road, just keep going and going, wasting gas because I got to burn it off. And finally, the white smoke finally stops after I, you know, drove for a while. And what I ended up doing to that car since they don't get the oil change, I cracked the block. Yeah, I cracked the block on the stupid thing. I did. I cracked the block on the engine. It was not good. It was just, like to say, not good. Not good. That reminds me of the Bruce Almighty. That's an awesome movie, by the way. I'll get the movies later because I got... some people find it funny, the movies that I like, and I have, you know, my favorite movie of all time actually is Transformers. You know, I know it's kind of funny, but it's so true. I love Transformers movie. 1984, brother, Optimus Prime. But that's for another episode. So I'm just going to call this basically openings, kind of introduction to me. You know, a little bit about me. We talked about driving. I'm at school now, so I want to get off here. So I can go inside. Trust me, I could talk all day long about life. It's good. It feels good to get it off your chest. You find out, just doing this already, you find out what you've been through. And I think maybe next one I'll talk about driving a little bit more because people get a kick out of that because you figure. And I got some stories about driving. What things I did when I was a kid. Accidents I've been in. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So I'm going to cut it for now. I've already went longer than I should have, 37 minutes, which is a pretty big broadcast. So I'm gonna cut it now. I think I'm gonna come back later, and I'll go into the car stuff maybe, and go from there. I mean, you never know. This is gonna be fun. It really is. And I've got plenty of time left on my phone. I've removed space on the mini SD card. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you later. MK Journals out.